Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special episode of Cowboy State Politics. Yesterday, Gun Owners of America endorsed Harriet Hageman for the United States House of Representatives. I was able to catch up with Mark Jones of Gun Owners of America and Harriet Hageman. Here is that discussion. I'm joined today by Mark Jones of Gun Owners of America and candidate for the United States House of Representatives, Harriet Hageman. Gun Owners of America has endorsed Harriet Hageman in her run for the House. And so, Mark, go ahead and take it away.
Well, thank you, David. Thanks for having me. And Harriet, thanks for being here. You know, Gun Owners of America, we're a nonprofit organization representing 2 million Americans, and we're dedicated to preserving and protecting the Second Amendment. And we're proud to endorse Harriet Hageman to represent Wyoming in the U.S. House of Representatives. She earned our support because of a 100% score on our Second Amendment rights survey and her long history of standing against federal overreach through her work as a constitutional attorney. What makes Mrs. Hageman the clear choice for Wyoming is that she's got a track record of fighting for Wyoming against an out-of-control federal government. And frankly, David, those qualities are something we really need in Washington right now, given the threats that we face from the Biden administration.
I completely agree. Well, congratulations, Harriet.
Well, thank you so much, David, and thank you, Mark. I am very honored to have your endorsement. I've had the opportunity to meet you a couple of times. I am I have a great amount of respect for you, for what you've done, what you fight for, but also the manner in which you do it. You are all respectful. You are focused on the issues. You're focused on the substance of the issue and why the issue matters so much to us. And I don't think that there's any point in time that probably where we're facing some of the risk that we are coming out of Washington, D.C., with the folks in Congress and in the White House trying to take away pretty much every civil liberty that we have as guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. I have spent the last several decades working on trying to minimize the power in Washington, D.C., trying to bring that power back to the states, trying to minimize what the unelected bureaucrats can do to us. I will continue to do that when I'm in Washington. I will continue to fight against the just the unbelievable overreach from these federal agencies, including the ATF, as well as other federal agencies that we know are actively involved in this. And so, Mark, I very much appreciate having your endorsement and also being able to work with you on these all-important issues. I will make one commitment to you right now and to your membership, and that is that I will be accountable to you. I will be accessible. I want to make sure that you know that I always have an open door, because the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, they are what separate us from every other country in the world. They are what guarantee us our rights as granted by God and not the government. And I will work with anyone who believes the way that I do, that those things are absolutely sacrosanct. So thank you, Mark, for that, for this great honor.
Well, Harriet, we're really proud to endorse you, and you know, we really like your fighting spirit and the way you stand up for the Bill of Rights, for constitutional rights. Obviously, as a Second Amendment rights group, we're concerned about all of our rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment. And, you know, I love the statement on your website about the Second Amendment, where you say the Second Amendment is one of the most fundamental rights in America. The authority to protect yourself and your family must never be infringed. Now, the radical Biden administration is attempting to strip our rights away. They treat law-abiding gun owners as criminals and push to curtail gun rights at every opportunity. I will always fight to protect our Second Amendment and will never back down to the tyranny of this administration or any others who are attempting to infringe upon our constitutional rights. And that's just a great statement, and we know, based on your history, you believe in that and will fight for that. And the people of Wyoming, frankly, the vast majority of the people in Wyoming want that. They cherish their Second Amendment rights, and we think you'll be a champion not just for Wyoming, but you know, when you get into the United States Congress, you'll be a champion for all Americans. So, you know,
well, thank you, Mark, and I will, because we're all in this together. We're all in this together. And I don't think that anybody paying attention over the last 2 years has to understand what is going on in Washington, D.C., and what the end goal is. And the end goal is to strip us of every single civil liberty that we have. I'm doing a candidate questionnaire right now, and the question is about, freedom of religion and what the government should do in terms of being able to curtail that. And my answer is nothing. What the response to the COVID-19 panic, the efforts to keep people out of church, the people to stop us from being able to worship together and have fellowship together. All of these things are interrelated. All of these issues, as you say, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizure, due process. All of these things are coming to the forefront right now with this administration and our Second Amendment rights, our right to keep and bear arms, for all of the reasons stated, for hunting purposes, to protect our families, to protect ourselves. All of those things are incredibly important, and all of this is coming together right now. And I just think that with working with folks like you and with David and other true patriots, I know that we're going to win this battle. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take time. But if we have people who stand up and fight, we can win this. We can win this war.
Since I have the two of you here, we should probably talk about the tyranny that came out of the House of Representatives yesterday. Mark, let's get your response to it. And then Harriet, if you wouldn't mind telling me what you think of what they did yesterday to us.
Yeah, you know, David, we're still assessing everything that passed because a lot of it passed last night. None of it will protect school children. The Democrats have specifically refused to discuss things like additional security in schools and armed teachers. You know, 16 states armed teachers. They've refused to discuss or allow anything that will actually protect children. What they're doing is going after law-abiding citizens. They're going after commonly held arms and magazines. They're trying to institute red flag laws, which deprive people of their constitutional rights. Nothing they did last night in the United States House will protect children. And I want people to understand that. It's all aimed at law-abiding citizens. And some of the things they did are pretty draconian. You can now become a criminal for doing many activities that we've done in America for generations. Now, the key, though, is that this legislation hasn't passed the Senate yet, and that's my message to everyone is contact your United States senators. We can still stop this legislation from becoming law. And, you know, it's really bad. The things they're doing simply attack law-abiding people and do nothing to protect the children in our schools.
And I will echo what Mark has said. All you need to know is that they won't harden schools. So you know what they're doing is that they're putting our children on the front line of the culture wars and the effort to take away our other civil liberties. So that is what this is about. That's what the Democrats stand for anymore. That's what this administration stands for. It's using any type of a crisis or a difficult situation to further a power grab. And I look at that and I find these people to be just downright sick in terms of what they're willing to do and what they're willing to exploit so that they can take away the rights and the civil liberties of the Americans in this country. And that's the reality. All you have to do is juxtapose what they have done in terms of defunding the police and reimagining law enforcement and all of the stuff that's gone on again over the last 2 years. All you have to do is juxtapose that with what they did yesterday. And what you realize is it has nothing to do with protecting our students. It has nothing to do with protecting our schools. Gun-free zones invite the kind of thing that happened last week. And if we can't be honest about that, then this is not a debate that we can that we can actually engage in. We cannot let the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, the AOC's of the world, some of the most radical and frankly, not very bright people among us, be the ones that are making the policy on these incredibly important issues. We just have to continue to push back. We have to continue to expose them for what they are, which is they are exploiters. They will exploit anything for their own agenda and for a power grab. We just have to keep beating that drum because that's what this is about. We can protect schools. We know how to do that. But they don't care about the protecting of the schools. They want to take away our rights.
Exactly right. You know, everybody knows that it is the Second Amendment that protects all of the others. You know, our founders were brilliant when they wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in that they knew that our rights could never truly be taken away if we were all armed. And so it is the goal of those radical communists, socialists, whatever you want to call them in Congress, it is their goal
to disarm the American people so they can do whatever else they want to us later. And I'm just happy that, you know, there's people like you and Mark that are fighting for our rights.
Well, thank you, David. And really, the thing is that all we have to do is look at what's gone on around the world. What has happened in China? What's happened in Shanghai? What's happened in Australia? What's happened in New Zealand? What's happened in Canada? What has happened in those countries that disarmed their populace? They turned them into refugee camps. If there was even an inkling that you were potentially exposed to COVID, they put you into a refugee camp. They put you into lockdown because nobody had the ability to protect themselves from the government. So that's the thing that we have to pay attention to, is just look around us. Just look around us. There are some important differences between the United States of America and the other countries that have been through just really a horrible situation with their government in the last couple of years. And this is one of those important distinctions, and I'm not willing to give it up.
Harriet, I'm so glad to hear you say that, and you're 100% spot on. And, you know, for parents out there listening to this, just realize the Democrats refuse to allow school safety funds to be used to arm teachers and staff, even though 16 states do that, and there's never been a school shooting in a school with armed staff and teachers. So it's clear that they're not really trying to protect our children. They're trying to do something else. And if you look at history, every government that's ever disarmed its populace has ended up abusing those people, sometimes with mass genocide in places like China, Russia, Cambodia, Uganda. You can look in your history books, folks. When the government disarms its populace, something really, really bad usually happens. So why are they going after law-abiding people and not trying to protect our actual children in the schools?
And I think that someone recently said it best, which is, as a law-abiding citizen, you're not going to hold me responsible or take away my civil rights because of the acts of a madman.
Exactly right.
We just have to keep pushing that, because we didn't do this, and we're not responsible for it. We're responsible for protecting our communities and our families. That's what we do. We know who the criminals are. We can figure that out. They know who they are. You watch what's gone on in these cities. You watch what's happening in New York City and LA and Washington, D.C., and the smash and grabs and the complete and total lawlessness. The moment that the Democrats step up to the plate and address that first, we could have a discussion. But until they're willing to actually address the lawlessness in this country, all they've done is expose themselves for who and what they are, which is, again, they are the individuals who want to take away our personal civil liberties.
They're tyrants, Harriet. That's exactly what they are.
Yeah. And Harriet, I'm glad you call it like it is. And we love your stance for constitutional rights. And we know we're going to be supporting you through this campaign and encourage you to, you know, you're going to get attacked, because that's what the left does. They attack people that stand up for constitutional rights and liberties. Stay strong, and groups like Gun Owners of America will be behind you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Harriet.
Thank you, David.
Cowboy State Politics is the most listened to political podcast in the state of Wyoming. Throughout this election season, I'll have breaking news and analysis and opinion that you can't get anywhere else. If your candidate has not been on Cowboy State Politics, you need to ask him why. Well, that'll do it for this special episode. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk again tomorrow. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.